This is the Global Church of God. And this is your host, Dr. Christian. Global Church of God is the first nationwide, worldwide online church. However, of course, we have activities that don't only happen on online. But online church means that we reach the whole world with our work, with our preaching, and with our life guidance based on the Bible. This show counts also as a science show. This is the divinity show. Divinity is the science behind the biblical studies. And that means that because it's a science show, you as a listener can get continuing education, college and university credits just by listening to this show and applying to these principles and applying the information. You have to take a test to prove that you have listened to the show a certain amount of times. All information will be found in our website. The website is based on the Global Church of God letters, initial letters, and starts at www.ggcg1.weebly.com. Weebly is the web provider. In addition, we have sister organization, which is another science organization, but handles purely science issues in human life, needed information, practical information, and that is called Save the American Family. Very huge website that organization has also. And it has also a show where you listen and get similar type of credits. The website is similar to this Global Church website, www.sdaf, abbreviated from Save the American Family, oneorg.weebly.com. Also, we always urge, and it's important to have a weekly family meeting. If you do not have children, and if you don't have anybody else in your family except you, have the meeting by yourself alone. Meaning, do regularly study. And what do you study? Briefly said, you study the Bible from cover to cover. Start the Bible study from Proverbs. P-R-O-V-E-R-B, Proverbs, the Proverbs at the end is, because it's full of practical information and applied information. When you have children, have all children in the meeting, including the babies, or the baby and the children of any age. And when the weather allows, summertime, or otherwise allows, go out. They have a family picnic meeting and study it there. It again comes to Bible, have a Bible that is modern language Bible that you can understand it. If you use an old language Bible, it's hard to understand, especially children have a hard time to understand it. Everybody has to have their own Bible and modern language Bible. What is a modern language Bible? Look in the internet and ask Google language modern language Bible, modern texts, and you'll find the international language version. You see clearly their modern language, today's language, living language. If you use an old-fashioned language, like it's mostly in old King James version, it's hard to understand. Just an example, most people don't know what really sin means, as an example. Most people don't know what repenting means. Most people don't understand any of those basic principles. Sin is not Sin means not obeying, not following the Ten Commandments. And also, just the word commandment is to most people something that is sounding negative and not inspiring. And who wants to be commanded in the modern world? Nobody. So Ten Commandments actually means 10 success laws. That sounds much better. Now, all these modern, many preachers say, repent, but nobody knows what it means. You sinner, they say. And who knows what it means? And people don't know what it means. And Bible study has to be practical, that every word can be understood. So, you sinner, says the preacher. Well, sir, don't blame in itself. Nobody wants to be blamed, but guidedly. To achieve success in life, you need to follow God's guidance. That's what it means, don't be a sinner. So how do you achieve the success by following God's guidance? You follow the 10 success laws. It's old language said, and 10 commandments. They are all in the Bible. All this information is also in our website. So when you have this family meeting, start from Proverbs, and also you could take step by step some material from our sister organization's staff website, say the American Family website. Even though it says American Family, it is also suitable for any family nationwide, worldwide, to everybody. And start there from the tab, restoring any marriage, because that's a family issue, family topic. Anyway, what about the Bible? Why the Bible is something that is important to study? Because you find the contentment and happiness. You find the information how to deal with family problems, how to cope with anxieties, how to improve personal relationships, how to manage money wisely. People who have been following the Bible have been, even money-wise, been the richest people in the world. And they have kept their word. And you have to help other people. You have to give out. You have to give also to people. First of all, when you have income, you have to put the first 10% to God. You donate to a church, or you donate to a service that is meant to help people succeed. Minimum is 10%. God wants to have 10%. As your proof for respect. And you have to help other people in this world in order to follow God's guidance, God's laws. That's the God law says, help your neighbor. And when you do this help, you will be happy. Every time you donate something, you will feel happiness. Now, if you donate something, for instance, to homeless on the street, do you think you will be looking angry, or you will be saying, sorry, oh, I'm so sorry, I gave this $1 or $10 to this. Oh, no. You feel happiness. You feel happiness. And the modern science proves that when you give, you will yourself get, as the Bible says. Give and you get. And God, Bible also says, God loves a happy giver. This means literally, when you start giving and following this way, the biblical laws and success guidance, you will live longer because you're happier. You will yourself financially more powerful, and more money will come to your direction and to you with certain ideas that you create because and just because you had given to other people. Anyway, we have problems in this world. And do this weekly, this meeting, a meeting length in your home. If you don't have children, as I mentioned, do it alone or create your own study group. Study group is better with your neighbors, your friends, study group. And steady study group, always, every week. Now, biblical guidance is important for your own success. People don't know what to say about the Bible. Some people don't believe it's just old stories. But we have on our website 101 different statements taken from the Bible, evidence to anybody that the Bible must be written and dictated by God, as the Bible says. Those 101 evidences are there, taken from the Bible. Bible says that God dictated, inspired people and chose people whom the God dictated how to write down. Why was Bible dictated and written down? It was written to all of us as a success book, how to keep health, how to become wealthy, how to be happy, how to simply enjoy life and have a long life. And after that, have an eternal life in a new paradise. This world is going to turn into paradise sooner or later, in based on God's guidance and God's plan. And most people don't know that either. And Jesus is going to come back. Jesus is the God's son whom God sent here to guide us. Now the 101 pieces of evidence on our website will be found in the tab Success Lodge and towards the end. And they will show people who wrote down the Bible have written this evidence pieces also, but all those are something that were predictions of the future or some science facts that people did not know at that time at all. How could people, as human beings, write down something that nobody did know in those days? They could not possibly write down those kinds of science facts or couldn't predict future, exact dates, years, what's going to happen where, who's going to do this or that. So it must be somebody who was not human. That much everybody would agree. Now, who was that then? Now, if the Bible says, and all these predictions and science facts, they're true, sooner or later came up to our knowledge. And they were already there thousands of years ago written in the Bible text. That must prove that somebody who knew the secrets and knew all the future happening must have dictated that. And the Bible says it's God. So whom else could it then be? This all proves enough for any reasonable human being that the Bible text is dictated by somebody who knew all those secrets and who is not human. And the Bible says that person is God. So why not believe it? Because the rest of the evidences are also true. And then, logically speaking, then everything in the Bible must be true. So start understanding these things. So let's go to today's topic. Today, last year, because it's the beginning of the year, we started with brief introduction to the Bible and how to study it. Sometimes this Weebly website messes up things, and time being they have our website, the homepage, the home tab has disappeared and it's not returned yet, but everything else is there otherwise now. So it will be restored by the provider. There are certain things God wants us to follow. God wants to us follow the 10 success laws, meaning 10 commandments. Study them with your family at the beginning, and then start from the Proverbs, start from and continue from there. And then after the Proverbs, study the Revelation. And then after the Revelation, study the New Testament, so you can follow Jesus' word. Or if you want to combine, you can take parts of each of these, and then the Old Testament studying you leave last, because the most important part of the modern world is to study in this order what I just explained. But then we have in clearly God's guidance in all kinds of issues in life to stay healthy and to have success financially and have a long life. Now, people don't follow these instructions, and then people fail. People who follow them will succeed, among other things, financially. The big problem has always been in human life, abusing sexual desire. Sex was meant only between husband and wife, not only to have children, but as an enjoyment, because it's one of the most important or the strongest pleasure what human can experience. But when it's abused, as if anything is abused, the results cannot be good. And God says, if you abuse the sex power, sex gift from God, you will be dying. You will be doomed, and you die, and you will be dead, and you will kick out from God's kingdom. You don't get the eternal life in God's heavenly arrangements. Why is that so important? Well, I have a quotation, you don't, you lose. Now, sex is meant for creating a new life, human life. And when you don't respect life, you lose it. Because sex is respecting life, and sex is meant to be creating life. And you abuse it, you then do not respect its purpose, life creation, but usually for other purposes. That's why lesbianity and homosexuality is forbidden for not allowed. It is only allowed between husband and wife, not only to have children, but to keep the husband and wife together, because it's so enjoyable to have life together with all these issues. Now, if you don't respect this and you abuse the life as sexual desire, sexual activities are something that happening between husband and wife in a marriage, then your life will be doomed. You will be cursed to die. And how do people die? With different diseases, God sends, throughout the whole world history has happened the same thing. All kinds of venereal diseases, all kinds of sex diseases are there that kill people. Throughout the whole world history, more people have died in those than in any years, any wars. And that happens. Now we never learn as a mankind. Say we have now found a solution to AIDS. Yes, God sends sicknesses and then uses medicine of that age to discover solution how to conquer that sickness. God has mercy and says, will you learn now, finally, or will you not learn? And if the mankind and if the nations and if the individuals don't learn, God sends a new disease. We never learn anything as a mankind. Some do, some don't. And people who have learned to respect and don't have all these forbidden relations, see, then you have a lesbianity, relationship or homosexual gay relationship, you don't use it for creating children. And that's not respecting the purpose of sex. And that's why you are doomed to die, sooner or later. And now everybody says, oh, yeah, now we have found a solution to AIDS. Yes, we have. Yes, God mercy, God relieves to health sciences, scientists, these science solutions, and says, are you now ready to stop abusing sex? And if you are not, he sends a new disease, sooner or later. That has happened throughout the whole world history. And it's amazing that we never learn. Anyway, I have here some information that we have to understand what God does. Sodom and Gomorrah, S-O-D-O-M, and Gomorrah, G-O-M-O-R-R-A-H. This is an example of happening in the Bible. What happens? God simply killed everybody in Sodom and Gomorrah because they used, and they were abusing sex, and they were commonly accepting homosexuality and lesbianity. And that will happen now to every nation sooner or later, says the Bible. And why would that not be true? Because it has happened before. Every individual will sooner or later get the sickness, even and a new sickness has come. I will here go through a text that describes what is still as an evidence in Sodom and Gomorrah, what has happened already thousands of years ago. Look in the Bible, that story, Sodom and Gomorrah, put in the internet or search and look at there what it is. Now, here is some facts about what the area what was destroyed fully and completely by God. Every single person in Sodom and Gomorrah were put dead. The whole area was messed up such a way that it was totally uninhabitable. So, this is the story. These are the facts of today on all that area, still visibly of God's doom. Near Jericho in Israel is a place called Sodom and Gomorrah. If you see it, you will know without a doubt that God is a God of judgment. You can pick up yellow pieces of sulfur, and they burn when you light them. It is the most frightening sight you will ever see. The mountains look as though God has judo chopped the tops of the mountains into huge slices, then with his giant fist smashed everything into a sunken heap, buried it in salt, sulfur, meaning brimstone, and fire. Take home a yellow piece of sulfur, meaning brimstone, as a souvenir. Take an extra piece with you to put in the voter's ballot box when the public says, let's vote to see if same-sex marriage is okay. Never say with the crowd that God's word isn't true. We are not able to know right, wrong, good, or evil without God's word. And God's word is in the Bible. Now, you know very well that commonly now around the world, in the United States included, homosexuality and lesbianity is accepted. And that will lead all those nations who have accepted that to the same disaster, new diseases and disasters like Sodom and Gomorrah, more or less. This is not all. This entire area today is hotter than any other place in the Holy Land Israel. It's also the most lifeless area. There are large mountains of salt nearby. It doesn't matter how much the Jordan River flows and pours its fresh water into the Dead Sea. The water of the Dead Sea is extremely salty, and it will never sustain life, never produce any fish. The collapsing of the mountains made the area very desolate, and there is huge crater in the ground near the hotels. The area is called Engedi, E-N-G-E-D-I, which means the Eye of Sheep. There are three big hotels there and then smaller ones, all with swimming pools. The big crater and the actual destruction are located on the back road going from Engedi to Becheba. When you stand on the edge or the top of the crater, clearly see the destruction, the collapsed mountain area of Sodom and Gomorrah. Behind the crater, there are mountains with clouds or fog covering them. The quietness and the desolation make you nervous. It's almost impossible to see the bottom of the crater, and it's very wide. I didn't finish yet this description. But this is something that the Bible describes happened in the past, and it's still clearly visible, and there's no life. And the Bible says this will happen, and that happened. Just because homosexuality and lesbianity was allowed. As we know now, more and more allowed around the world. So it's clear that this all will be punished in a very serious manner, with new sicknesses and other disasters. There are going to be worldwide all kinds of floodings. There are going to be worldwide all kinds of times when there's no water, and there are going to be lack of food worldwide. And billions of people will die because of we haven't learned. Let's go on. How many huge craters in the ground are there? Holes so big the earth split, which led to the destruction and the burying of Sodom and Gomorrah. So God buried the Sodom and Gomorrah area fully, buried simply, and did this disaster to people. Everybody died. Yes, Jericho must be included too, because Sodom is just a district of Jericho. As you are going down the mountain road from Jerusalem to Jericho, your ears pop as if you were landing in an airplane. Jericho is far below sea level, the lowest place on the whole earth. That's because God smashed the whole area down. God made this the lowest point on earth for the sin they committed. Sin, remember now, is not accepting God's laws and not following that. God's laws clearly said, do not you have homosexuality practices. Jericho, expect for the city, is almost empty, and there is hardly any life there, as the land has been cursed. It makes you feel sad. The landscape is very harsh. It does not matter how many times people try to develop the land to bring some kind of life and fun to it. The land beats them back, and it does not. You can actually see the different caves and houses there which have been destroyed. The people who live there are few, and they are mostly shepherds. Their lifestyle is very harsh and cruel, as the land is so bad, and their faces look as hard as rock. If we run out of time, I continue this next time description. But all this is now visible there, and God said, I will never take the evidence away from what I do to areas that accept lesbianity and homosexuality. And this is happening around the world, exactly the same thing. Why don't we ever learn? Why don't we ever learn? The answer is to follow the Bible. All the answers are in the Bible, and I can prove it in my personal life, and everybody can prove it. Start studying. If you don't study the Bible fully, the way I instructed, you will not succeed to the best in your life. And as nations, we will fail if we don't follow God's laws, if we don't follow what God meant us to do. Of course, God is who created all of us. If you don't believe it, we will not succeed, we suffer. And if we believe it, and God sends his son Jesus to save us, we will have eternal life in a paradise. Sooner or later, God will turn the world into a paradise, and only people who have respected God can live there and will live there forever without any sickness. And some of the chosen people who have followed God's laws while alive as a humans will be taken into heaven, heavenly kingdom, to manage the new world. Everything will be turned around and changed. And why would these words not be true? Because everything else is true based on those 101 pieces of evidence in the Bible. Study them. This may cut out any time, so I continue next time going through this text. But this text is an example of what will happen when we accept lesbianity and homosexuality. The Bible is clear in this, and evidence has been there for thousands of years to show that it is what God has put there, and God means it. God wants you to succeed, wants you to be healthy, stay having a long human life, become financially rich also, and have happiness in your life and health. That's what God wants. And then afterwards, God wants you to give to everybody who has followed the biblical guidance an eternal life without any kind of sorrow, any kind of sadness, and no sickness is there. That's what the Bible says. And why would this not all be true? Because the 101 pieces of evidence God put there are showing that those evidences were true. Why would not the rest of the evidences be true also? Now, time is off. I will end today and urge you to study the Bible the way I instructed earlier as your guide to the biblical truth and success in life. You will never regret that when you start following the biblical guidance. This is your host in God's Word and in success in life, Dr. Christian. Until next time, in Jesus' name, in God's name, in Jesus' name, do what I guided you to do, studying the Bible and apply the information. And apply the information, your whole family, guide your children to do that. And when you pray, as the Bible says, pray in Jesus' name and address your prayer to God and believe that it will be heard. Those are the steps what the Bible says how to pray. Pray in Jesus' name, address it to God, and believe what you pray. But please, pray something that is based on the biblical guidance in correct type of a life. God will not accept anything that is. How do you know? We don't always know what's wrong. Ask God's guidance to know. God will guide you. And if you need more understanding, ask God in Jesus' name. Ask for more wisdom and understanding, and it will be provided to you. Until next time, this is your host, Dr. Christian.